With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the U.S. national debt has hit a record $34 trillion. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Treasury Department reports the national debt eclipsed the $34 trillion mark several years sooner than pre-pandemic projections. The Congressional Budget Office's January 2020 projections had gross federal debt eclipsing $34 trillion in fiscal year 2029. But the debt grew faster than expected because of a multi-year pandemic starting in 2020 that shut down much of the U.S. economy. The government borrowed heavily under then-President Donald Trump and during the Biden administration to stabilize the economy and support a recovery. But the rebound came with a surge of inflation that pushed up interest rates and made it more expensive for the government to service its debts. Norman Hall, Washington.
Students and parents have expressed frustration as they try to navigate how to complete forms for the updated FAFSA. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
A new version of the federal student aid application known as the FAFSA is available for the 2024-2025 school year only on a limited basis as the U.S. Department of Education works on a redesign meant to make it easier to apply. A soft launch period opened last week and the new form is only available for short periods of time. Students who want to submit their applications will need to monitor the studentaid.gov website since it's available at different times during the day. Students normally can fill out applications starting in October, but it's not yet available to everyone. That means students will likely have their financial aid offers later than usual. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 25 points, but the NASDAQ plunged 245, the S&P 500 index lower by 27. This is SRN News. Parents groups across the nation are fighting to get pornographic materials out of public school libraries. Pro-family advocates and child psychologists say the stakes are high for America's kids.
If they see sexually explicit materials, it can increase their sexual activity, their sexually permissive attitudes. It can increase sexual callousness.
Teresa Seibotham is an attorney with the Christian legal group Teleos Law.
The fight is over, do the schools have a right to do it? Do the parents have a right to combat it? But everyone should refocus on the actual welfare of children and what is good or bad for them to be looking at.
She advises moms and dads to find out what their children are reading at school. If they don't like what they find out, they need to take action. One place to start is with the local school board. Parents can also join a parental rights organization in their state. This is SRN News. On Brooklyn's Coney Island, organizers say thousands of people signed up for the annual polar plunge in the Atlantic Ocean, celebrating 121 years. Correspondent Julie Walker has a firsthand account of that frigid event.
The beach is packed, the water a frigid 45 degrees, give or take. The one saving grace, the sun has been poking out of the clouds. Having gone in myself, I can tell you this is a freezing but refreshing and fun event. Mika Galinosa says it's her first time taking the plunge.
It was so fun, so refreshing. Everyone here is in such a good mood. What a great way to kick off the year.
This polar plunge, like many around the country, is also a fundraiser for a few charitable causes. On Coney Island, I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.